Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sarantos.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sarantos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words mean the world to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight, we're proud to have Cat Daddy, a fantastical funky duo with a flair for all things funk music. They're making their debut onto the scene with the release of their first single, Disco Love, out June 25th, 2023. Composed of Aiden Paul and Leonardo Bacon, Cat Daddy will be releasing this first single off their wildly groovy and wonderfully eccentric Cat Daddy EP to debut later this year. With the electronic pop-funk elements of Daft Punk, the abstract yet catchy structure of Parcels, and the disco soul essence of Hall & Oates, this powerful pair has joined forces on a mission to fuse retro and mainstream relevance, captivating the new listener and bringing nostalgia to the experience there.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, guys. How you doing?
Very good. Thanks, Sam.
You're welcome. So, how did you guys get together?
Well, Leo and I have known each other since elementary school, and we went to the same elementary, middle, and high school. But it wasn't actually until 2020, in the midst of the COVID pandemic, that we got together to just jam, and it turned out to be a lot more than that, obviously.
Yeah, we liked the chemistry, we liked our ideas, and we tried making a song, and then from there we decided to come together right now as Cat Daddy and do this song here.
Well, I'm sure the world is going to be happy you did that. So tell us a little bit about your songwriting process. Does one of you do a certain part? You do things together? Like, how do you do this?
Usually it's pretty random. I wouldn't say there's a particular way we work. I think that we get a feeling, and usually when we're together, we're trying to track something that like already existed, and then that's when everything else comes to us. And we end up spending time doing that instead of the song at focus. But the project at hand, right? So it could be Aiden singing a melody, and then I pick up an instrument closest to me and I start playing to Aiden, or I pick up an instrument and just start randomly doing a riff or a cool chord progression, and Aiden will sing. And we usually continue it that way.
Yeah, for Disco Love, I was intrigued by the melody that Leo wrote, and he writes a lot of different melodies and just records them into his phone, and we'll go through those. And when he played the original melody of Disco Love, it just popped out to me, and I immediately started getting ideas for lyrics. And as a songwriter, I tend to need to hear the music first, and then the lyrics come to me. And Leo tends to be the one that composes a melody, and I help him along with the structure of the song, and I tend to be the lyricist at times, at least for Disco Love and the few songs we have releasing in the future. But overall, we definitely help each other with the entire process in each field.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about, I heard this EP's coming out. Tell us a little bit about that.
So it's a 5 or 6 song EP, starting with Disco Love. With this EP project, where we want to explore the genres of disco, pop, and funk. Funk is something that we realized, you know, that's the genre we want to pursue and explore. And we're doing it in different ways. With Disco Love, obviously, it's a disco funk track. But you'll also be hearing a rock funk track, a soul funk, and kind of a, you know, soul R&B. And what's the other?
It was more of a lo-fi type.
type. Lo-fi type, like type. R&B, hip-hop, funk.
Yeah, so anything that can get funky. Every genre is capable, can potentially get funky, you know?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
So that's what we like to explore with this EP.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your inspirations musically.
I grew up listening to what my dad listened to, and at first I was introduced to rock and a lot of soft rock and a lot of like disco, a lot of pop, 50s to 90s is what surrounded my life growing up. So a lot of times I take from the artists, my favorite artists, which are like, I included Hall & Oates because they rhyme with us. I feel like the way we write music is similar to how they did. I've seen many interviews they've done, and that's basically where I draw my inspiration from. Anything funky and classic rock and stuff.
For me, my background is more church music, and my parents are both classical musicians, so I was raised on classical music. Church music, because I grew up singing in churches, and I currently sing in a Catholic church, but I've also sung in Presbyterian churches, Southern Baptist churches with a lot of soul. And right now my inspirations, at least for disco, that would be The Weeknd, as well as Silk Sonic, that duo with Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. And Daft Punk. Those three are really major. Well, but for disco and pop, that those are my three. Red Hot, of course, you know, is super inspirational for Cat Daddy.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, when I think of, I think Daft Punk, I mean, Bruno Mars for sure with what he's done recently. But okay, tell us a little bit about this song we're going to hear. What inspired it?
All right, so Disco Love is a track about letting the music elevate you and change your mood. So bring you from one state, wherever you were before, whether that was sad or disappointed, whatever emotion you were experiencing, maybe it was a lower vibration, and the song is meant to elevate your vibration. So in the song I say, I've got what it takes to take you away with the music I play. And that's just my message to tell you, like, music is a superpower, and it has the ability to change your state of mind and your state of being. And that's what I'm commenting on with this song. And I'm, of course, what better genre than disco to achieve that?
Okay, very cool. So I'll tell you what, let's take a listen to the song, and then we'll come back and talk a bunch more, okay?
All righty.
All right, guys, everybody, check this out. Here we go.
We both know that there's no better time and place, don't we, babe? There's no reason not to dance the night away. Don't you shy away. Oh, I've got what it takes to take you away with the music I play. Got you saying, play that disco love. I got that sound that you just can't get enough of. What it takes.
Yeah, I can see a little funk in that song. So thank you for sharing it with the audience tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Do you guys have a certain mission with your music or for each song that you want to share with the world?
I wouldn't say we have a particular mission, but we chase a few different ideas with each song we write. And what's important to us is that we are fully true to ourselves and our sound, and we always write music that feels really good to us, because we know that we'll attract the listeners that are like us and people that can really vibe and relate to us. And you know, that's who we want to surround ourselves with, and also be a sound that everybody can enjoy no matter what you listen to. But we want to spread that message of authenticity and being who you are and really just enjoying that process.
Yeah, I think it's important to enjoy life a little bit too, right? I think people sometimes get focused on a mission where life just becomes a blur and passes them by.
Yeah, I think it's important to stop and look around, you know, or else you're going to miss it. And I think that our music will do that. Try to. And we don't really want to stay stuck on one genre either. We want to explore, like Aiden said, anything that feels good to us in the moment. We already have plans for hundreds of songs in the future, different projects, different albums.
Yeah, we have plans for a 9-song album after the EP.
And it's already kind of all demoed out. We have demos for everything. And the thing is that it has to be real. It has to be real. And our mission and goal is for people to feel how real it feels to us. And that's going to be contagious. And it's going to attract who it has to.
Tell us about balance. Is balance something you guys try to do between your music life, your personal lives, your music? How important is that to you?
That's a beautiful question. Extremely beautiful question, and has everything to do with what we're going through right now in life.
Well, if in certain, we can talk about balance in a few different regards. In terms of lifestyle, I think the secret there is to just get together whenever possible, because we both have lives outside of music in order to survive. But this is our dream, and any amount of time we can dedicate to that dream. So, and I guess it naturally balances itself out in that way. But balance has a much deeper meaning to us, and especially in the songs we write. We talk about balance in terms of, well, for example, you can't have the good without the bad. So when you are feeling low, you need to remember that it's important for you to feel that way so that you can appreciate how it feels to feel high and feel good. It's like the yin and yang, or the balance of chaos and order. The two energies need to coexist. And it's important for us to embrace not just the parts we like about ourselves, but the dark parts, negative parts, or the parts that we feel are inadequate. They are just as much part of us as the things that we like, or the things that society tells you to like. And that's huge for me, especially when I write lyrics. I want to give people permission to embrace the dark side as well as the light.
Yeah, and that's important, I think. Mm-hmm. Tell us about you guys working together. Is there a certain direction you'd like to be taking 2 years from now?
Absolutely. I think our big dream is to, we're a duo band. We want to have band members. I can see us being a big band. I can see us being a 5-piece, a 4-piece, but
session musicians,
Maybe it's just us and maybe we'll never find a brotherhood type of thing or sisterhood, you know, like a group that just stays together. I think our mission is just to travel the world, and our goal actually is just to travel the world and perform anywhere we can and share our art with anyone we can. That's what we want to be in the next 2 years, like just going to places like Sweden, London, Europe, or Brazil. Yeah, Brazil. I'm from Brazil, so I would love to go there and perform and stuff. I mean, yeah, we all wanna succeed, but I just wanna perform and share the music.
I've always wanted to travel the world, and like to be able to do that with my music is definitely one of my biggest dreams. To have that be my purpose, to see the world, is to share music and also discover other sounds of the world. That's huge. That's definitely a trajectory for Cat Daddy.
Yeah. How do you respond to the backup plan question? You know, whether it's family or friends that think like this is just a side gig and you'll eventually get sick of it if you don't make it. How do you respond to that?
Oh, it ain't leaving us, and we're not leaving it. It's whether we make it or not, it's staying with us. It's something we just have to do.
Yeah, I'm pretty fortunate to have two parents that are musicians. So they raised me, they raised their family under an artist's salary, and they just lived by example and showed me that it's possible. So I feel very fortunate to see that it's possible, not only that, but to be encouraged to pursue what my heart tells me to pursue.
Yeah, my parents also, they were very supportive, and they always kept me in tune and connected to my talents. From a very young age, my mom put me in art school. I was a painter. I tried music school. I tried everything, sports. I'm very grateful to have a family that's supportive. And I feel like now we find ways to solve the problem to survive every week, day by day. But we'll never abandon where our heart is. And that's where the art is.
That's how we respond.
I think that's how we respond. Yeah.
Is there a specific accomplishment you guys have made that you're especially proud of and indicates who you are as a person?
Yeah. I think the fact that we're still doing this is a...
our first release is a big deal. I mean, Disco Love is the first track to be released under Cat Daddy, and that has established us as an entity in the world. And
how long have we been working on
Disco Love? We've been working together on music for almost 3 years now.
3 years, yeah.
Disco Love is an almost 2-year project, and before that release, we were just two guys making music together, but now we're something.
Yeah.
And it's just the beginning.
Disco Love started out as an idea, and then this whole time we were just figuring it out and learning how to make it a real thing. And right now
it just got bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And to the point where we ended up taking it to Sweden to finally produce the track and get it mastered out there. That was a journey.
That was a journey in and of itself.
That's awesome, man. Well, I'll tell you what. I want to thank you guys for being on the show tonight. It was an absolute blast, and I think the fans will resonate. Love your story.
Well, thank you so much, Sam. We appreciate you giving us the platform to share who we are.
You're very welcome, guys. And to all the listeners out there, thank you for spending a little bit of your precious time with the three of us. We all hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sarantos, and please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys.
Baby, I wanna give you a piece of me, of me. Inside of me, I'll give you
light of me, I'll give you a piece of me. Let me come on deep, deep inside of you, deep inside of you.
Deep inside of me.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.